Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Tuesday, September 15th, 2000. No. Yeah, it is the 15th. 2015. Ooh. Anyway, today I'm really irritated with my job. And I think most people know what I do for a living. And you know what? At this point, I really don't care if the public knows. I drive a school bus in the morning and in the afternoon out in the farmlands of Illinois. And even though I live in the city and I have to drive, you know, 10 miles back and forth. Anyway, today, it's not like I don't know these kids and they don't know me. This is like my third year driving these little brats. And today was just, I don't understand. I can hear Bill Cosby, you know, when he does his little skit about children. Brain damaged. Why did you do it? I don't know. They just, there's no logic in the behavior. They just do it. They have no impulse control. And scientists have proven, you know, that the brain doesn't function properly with, you know, lack of sleep. You know, teenagers need like 12 hours of sleep a night, but they don't get it. They only get like 5 because they're up playing video games and watching TV and blah, blah, blah. And today I had assigned seats I for this route because I have a lot of boys and they tend to sit in the back.
Excuse me.
The rule of thumb is the little children up front, middle school in the middle, and high schoolers in the back. And sometimes, you know, you let the middle schoolers kind of overlap with the high schoolers, depending on, you know, the amount that you have. But I assigned seats this year. Do you think that they could sit in their assigned seats? You can tell the children that are obedient, that read, that understand rules, and they sit in their seats. But the ones that don't cause the other children who do to sit in somebody else's seat, and it just causes chaos. And trying to explain, you know, I tried to explain to him in the beginning of the year, it's not that I'm just making this stuff up just to be mean and a tyrant. I do this because I don't know all of them. And because it's true, you learn the bebe kids' names first. And Bebe Kids is a movie, a cartoon movie called Bebe, B-E-B-E, apostrophe S, Kids. It's a cartoon that it's not really for children, but, you know, you can YouTube some of the stuff and Bebe's Kids. You know, them the Bebe Kids, they, you know, they be running and gunning and they be, you know, just all dissing you whenever they be feeling like it, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know them kids' names first. The good kids that don't say boo, I still don't know some of their names. But that's one thing. They can't sit in their assigned seats. The other thing then is then when I'm looking in their seats, if somebody forgot something, you have to make sure a child didn't crawl up under the seat and go me-me. And there's a safety button you have to push, you know, to tell everybody, I checked my vehicle. So I find wet pumpkin seeds on a seat. And I know the person that is assigned to sit there didn't sit there. And then I was trying to remember who sat there. And I'm like, crap. Me being the mean person that I am, I write up the person whose name is supposed to sit there. And I told them, if you don't sit in your assigned seat and I find some damage or food or whatever, I'm going to write you up. and you explain it to whoever you got to explain it to, because now you're going to get in trouble because you ain't sitting in your assigned seat. And then if somebody else sitting in your assigned seat, they going to get in trouble because why ain't they sitting in their assigned seat? And so on and so on and so on. But you know what? The one thing that irritates me is nobody really cares. They say, oh yes, there's zero tolerance. Yes, there is. But it just depends on who you are and what you've done. And they can tell me, oh yeah, we don't tolerate that. Bullshit. It's bullshit. Going to private school for 12 years, it's who you are related to and how much money you donate. That's just real life. That's just how it is. And the same thing is here. You know, I hate to say it, but we don't really discuss that kind of stuff. And I've had, then today, the boys, most of them are in the band, and it's not the nerdy kids anymore that sign up for band. And then you have, you know, the jocks, and they have their football stuff if they don't drive yet. But there's three of them that play, you know, big instruments, saxophones, it's big, you know, box. And I hear commotion, and they're yelling. And for the last, yesterday, this morning, and I think it was Friday, they push each other. And I try to explain, you know, you push, and it's a domino effect because they don't know how to get off a bus. When you're on a coach bus, there's certain unspoken behavior, which is funny to me because you learn it when you're young, how to act on a bus. Just like you learn to act on an elevator. Who said that you're supposed to stand facing the doors looking up at the numbers? Who said that? I don't know, but you were trained to do that. Same as you will be trained, little children's, how to act on a bus so that you know how to ride the coach bus when you're older. And they're pushing each other, and I said, you know what, it's a domino effect. And I says, and if you think about it, if somebody wanted to be really nasty about it, one of the parents, and if somebody gets hurt, can't they charge the student with assault for, you know, knocking this other kid off the bus down the stairs with their saxophone? And I said, you know, you hurt somebody and it causes, you know, five people ahead of you to get hurt, trip, and fall off the bus. And you get in trouble. I get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. I want you to get in trouble. But they don't get it. Brain damage. Why'd you do it? I don't know. And then I have this, the kindergarten, you got to love them. Why is there a car in front of us? Is there anybody in it? Oh my God. Oh my God. She's really cute. This little girl is really cute. But she says, so-and-so slapped me in the face. So I asked the little pre-K, why'd you slap her in the face? And the pre-K, this little girl, stone face, won't say boo. So then I have to get down to her level, look her in the eye, and what did she do to you that you slapped her in the face? She bothered me. She did? Well, what did she bother you with? She pushed me. I looked at the other one and go, did you push her? Well, I wasn't pushing her. I was playing tag poles. Tag poles? Yeah, you play tag, but you're a frog. Oh, well, honey, that is something you play outside. And did you tell her you were playing tag poles? No, I just told her she was it. Good Lord. And then I told, you know, the principal, and it was like, yeah, okay, well, whatever, because that's just what they do. Yeah, you're right. It's just what children do. Ugh, I need a drink. It's not even 30 days into my job, and I'm already totally annoyed with it. Thanks for listening to my crazy rant. I hope everybody has a good day. Later, people.